Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome to the show. Welcome to another dope show, Beef Stew Radio. As promised, we got our very, very special guest. My man Kataya One is in the building. Welcome to the show, fam.
Thank you.
We've been trying to get this brother for a minute. We've been going back and forth, but we finally got it, man. Welcome to the show.
I appreciate it, you know.
Now let the people know how long you've been doing your thing in this hip hop game.
So I've been doing it's really funny, it's a crazy story. So I did music originally as a kid, but hip hop I was always a fan, and I didn't do it professionally. I interned at Fat Beats. I was strictly a fan first. You know, like I was doing in stores and carrying records from Brooklyn back to the store, like to restock and stuff. And I had no plans of being a rapper or producer or nothing. And working at Fat Beats with Brown Bag All Stars under like DJ Eclipse, I rapped just for fun on my own stuff, and they were doing it for real, and I played it for them. They were like, "Yeah, that's dope. You should really pursue this." And I used to do snowboarding, and I was coming to a point in the industry where it wasn't matching my vision, like what I wanted to be doing. They were like, "Why don't you quit and take music seriously?" And so then in 2012, I did that. I quit, moved from Oregon back to New York City, and started. So I've been doing it for real since 2012, like professionally for me. Like I've been involved with music though since I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, playing the clarinet and piano.
That's real, man. And you know it's real about that, man, because you got a lot of time in the game. Who were some of the people who influenced you? Like who were some of the people you grew up listening to?
Oh man. Like hip hop, I grew up listening to your usuals like Biggie, Pac. For me though, being from New York, it was a lot of Master Ace, Mos Def, Nas, Tribe, De La, Far Side, like all your like backpacker dudes,
to the backpacker.
Cash Money. Like from the South, it was like Cash Money and things like that.
Now, since those dudes influenced you, how you feel about the game now? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of cats, because, in the Napsap era, everybody was lyrical.
Yeah.
Very lyrical.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's not so much.
Right.
Now to have that influence you, and to have your turn and compete in the world with so much difference, how does that feel? And, explain that to us.
Well, for how different it is, everything is so much more the same now. Like, I mean, this year is hard to say because 2018 for me, like growing up, like 2018 of my lifetime is the best year we've had in hip hop. Like for records being released of every level, like between underground, mainstream, like and actually having different voices. You know, like having your like Travis Scott to like your Kendricks to your Vic Mensas to your Earl Sweatshirts to your Mac Millers, rest in peace. But all, like, you look at that landscape of music to your Migos, to your Uzi Vert, to your Lil Pump, and that's a huge soundscape, Everyone at one point sounded exactly like Future. Everyone at one point sounded exactly like a T-Pain. Everyone at one point sounded exactly like a this, that, or a third. This is, like, the first year I would say that you can have a lot of people that sound like all those people, but not the whole landscape sounds like just one of them. Like, not a single one of them is dictating all of hip-hop right now.
That's deep. That's deep. And the thing is, what do you feel when you hear people, a lot of older cats similar towards my age, criticize younger rappers like you? You know, what do you feel when they say, oh, that's not 90s rap,
So I understand that. So for me, it's like, because, I grew up on 90s hip-hop, too, and working in Fat Beats, like, that's, like, what's drilled into you, So it's like, critique, I don't mind people critiquing. If you're like, yo, this ain't 90s hip-hop, we'll critique it then, like, if what you, like, as music, When people just, like, I don't care about critiques. That's cool. I can take that. I can go back and I can work on, like, oh, maybe this snare didn't knock the way you wanted, or maybe this hi-hat is too trap sounding, Versus Like, so critique and hating is different things. So I can take critique, I'm all about it. But then there's a lot of old heads that just hate and don't even listen or try and understand anything. You know, it's like, they're like, oh, that's just pure mumble rap. And then you try and break down something the dude said, like, slower and rap it different ways. Like, oh, that was hot. Who said that? You're like, that same exact song. You just didn't pay attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, critiquing I'm fine with. It's just, like, the hating I don't deal with.
I got that. And there is a lot of hate from you older cats. That's my age. Me, I like everything. You know what I mean? I give everything a chance. Now, who are some of the cats that's out there now that if you could work with, you would love to work with?
These are going to be some obscure references. Like, so for me, this is, like, it's not your typical hip-hop people, because that stuff to me is, like, a lot of that stuff, you know, I'll say Oliver Tree. There's this dude, Oliver Tree, who's this super musical talented dude, but he's a walking meme also.
Mm.
But his music speaks for itself. He's, you know, this dude from California. He's, like, a classic looking meme. He's got like a little white kid with a bowl cut, you know, wears like flared out Janko jeans and like an 80s ski jacket and those like little tiny gas station glasses, you know. But he makes a joke of everything by how serious his music is, you know, because he's actually a talented musician. So to answer your question, someone like Oliver Tree, 21 Pilots, this girl Sin. I've been more into working with singers than rappers, if anything, recently. Because there's so many rappers in the world this day, you know, nowadays.
If you could category your music, would you say it's abstract? Would you say it's alternate? What would you category yourself as?
So I call my stuff alternative indie folk hip hop. Is like the easiest
folk. That's something different in the hip hop
world.
Yeah,
you know, you know, like there's a lot of stuff that I don't have out yet. It's this EP is like a perfect example of what's to come, because I have a whole lot of stuff that's not out that has the remnants and the build that I had from my project that I put out at the top of the year called Nexcatape, and that was majority of it was produced by myself. And so it was me finding my own personal sound versus this project and a lot of other projects in the past was I got beats and I made a sound over what I got versus making my own sound. So my own stuff is more folky with lots of like hand claps and hey, and more like sing-song type stuff.
What motivates you when you go to the studio? Like what's your motivation and to stay creativity and then in your own lane? How do you do that?
Not wanting to be bored. That's the easiest way. Like, when I, you know, what first attracted me to hip hop was, like, the idea that it was like punk rock. And I identified more with the people doing this than I did with, like, punk rockers. Like, I grew up on Blink-182 and things like that, too. I just didn't completely identify with them as much as I wanted to. In the same way, I didn't really completely identify with, like, Pac and Biggie the way I wanted to, you know. It wasn't until people like Mos Def and Quali where I was like, ah, this is, like, my, like, these people get me. Like, I feel like them, you know. Like, I'm not, like, a hood street dude, but I'm not, like, just going to roll over and get my ass whooped, you know, at the same time. Like, you know, but I have conscious thoughts, and I do like to party and all that, you know.
That's what's up. Now, you got the joint of Denada. What was the inspiration behind that song?
So, literally, the opening line is sitting alone in the dark in my apartment. You know, it's like, it's one of those nights. The inspiration behind that was literally just, like, being, chilling at my crib. I was actually with the homie Sean, Wally Sean, when I wrote it originally. He produced it. It was like, just that feeling of, like, where do we go from here? You know, like, we've done, like, we, like, because we both led different careers before we got to this point that we're at. Like, he used to work for XXL. You know, I worked for Fat Beats. There was a point where we were doing way more than we're doing right now, and, like, we kind of just, like, let ourselves, like, fall into, like, a just complacency, you know? So it was the idea of, like, how do we get out of that while accepting it, you know, and acknowledging it.
All right, so now got, so we're going to get into that joint. All right, we got the boy Kataya. Now, I was having a hard time thinking I was saying his name wrong. Kataya 1, right? That's the name.
Yes, sir.
Then we got him in the building. We're going to get into that dope song, Deny That, and we're going to come right back. Beats Through Radio.
Beats is Radio.
Alone in my apartment, thinking to myself, now how we gonna start shit? Roll it up something bigger than Lacey's apartment. Think of ways to act less awkward. Spark it up like 4th July night. Getting higher than the highest type. Mary Poppins type. Jiminy Crickets, only homies that I visit with. My last chick, I just can't kick it. But it's wicked like the musical. Life be ugly, but looking really beautiful. Thick wool, but no sheepskin. We all want that something bigger just to believe in. Yeah, I won't deny that. Deny fact. Drop some science like that. Let me know you got my back. I won't deny that. Deny fact. Drop some science like that. Surrounded outside, must be talking to myself while we looking for a ride. Got the side eyes rolling every option I say. So fuck it, they might follow if I walk away. Long days make a short life story. We all gotta die, but that we can't be sorry. It's hardy, hard, hard, how far we really come. Rum-pa-pum-pum, beating on my own self-made drum. Like a younger me or another you. Words born in any path that you really choose. Deny that, deny fact. Drop some science like that. Let me know you got my back. I won't deny that, deny fact. Drop some science like that. Let me know you got my back. My back, my back, my back, my back, my back, my back. Whoa. My back, my back, my back, my back, my back, my back. Whoa, I won't deny that. Deny fact. Drop some science like that. Let me know you got my back. I won't deny that. Deny fact. Drop some science like that. Let me know you got my back. My back, my back.
Yeah, another dope song, all right? Make sure y'all definitely go out there and get that one. That joint is called Deny That from Kataya 1 in the building. Now, let me ask you this, man. Like, what you feel about being, you're independent artist.
Yeah.
Now, but you definitely got your game tight. You got publicists and all that stuff. Now, do you feel it's better to be independent or would you want to be on a major label?
I don't know, because I don't really, you know, I've never been approached by it. A major label, so I don't know what they would offer me, you know, so it depends on what the offer looks like. If it's something like, oh, we're, you know, because I know a bunch of other people have been offered major label deals, and, like, people think it's so crazy to get it, and it's so crazy to get a good one,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, getting the deal isn't that hard, it's like what they say in it, so it depends, like, if I'm popping enough that they want to give me a deal that I hold all my publishing and everything, and they're just doing the money side of like, hey, we're going to promote you and pay for all your PR and all your music videos, but you get creative control of it all. Yeah, I'm with it. You know, don't spend, like, the idea is not to spend your own money. I'm making cool stuff.
It seems like a lot now, guys are getting 360 deals.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that seems like, so a lot of cats seem like they want to stay independent, you know, because they, like you said, keep their publishing, control their destiny, mm-hmm. control their branding and everything. So I think that, for me, I think that's dope. You know what I mean? And it don't just work like that for artists. It's starting to work like that for radio hosts.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody.
Podcast, I mean, it's the first time ever that interviewers are getting interviewed.
Yeah.
Like, That's yeah, where we're at in time.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and that's a good thing. You know what I mean? Just a lot of exposure, a lot of content be going. You know what I mean? Now, if you could change something in this game right now, like there's something in there that you don't like,
okay,
what would that be?
Industry plant.
Mm-hmm. Industry plant?
Yeah, like the type of dude who doesn't have a following and someone bigger than them is like, I can mold this person to what I imagine will be the most popping thing ever. And because they have the connections, they dress them.
Do you feel like Tekashi 6ix9ine, like when you talk like that?
Mm.
I mean, I don't mean to call him out, and I'm not, because I like his music.
Yeah.
But I mean, some people feel that he was
right.
Built like that.
I don't know enough about him to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I rep anybody in New York, so yeah,
exactly.
I won't say nothing.
And his voice was hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, man, like, he definitely had fun. Like, I didn't really like his music, but I ride for anybody from New York. So mm-hmm. Free 6ix9ine. You know, like he did his thing. Like he, like mad people will always be like, oh man, I hate Tekashi. And I'm like, I don't really, you know, he's a New Yorker, I'll ride for him all day, you know.
So basically the cats that's out there just, you know, creating those type of artists on them, and but you know those type of artists don't usually last long.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so that's the other thing. So like it's the only thing I would change is the ones that get longevity, you know. Because the true industry plants are the ones that make it. The ones, like, because that's the thing is, like, that's what, like, it's a plant. Not all plants grow, right? So there's mad people who get planted in the industry and have, like, some type of year that never make it to the mainstream level, but they were still planted in, like, underground place trying to give them some type of determined life to make them seem like they've been out for longer than they was.
No doubt. So now you got the other joint, Dream Sequence.
Mm-hmm.
What was the inspiration on that?
So I try to make all my songs like in the middle of emotions. Like if it's a really happy sounding soundscape, I'll try and write something on the sadder side over it. And if it's like in sad, mellow soundscape, try and make it uplifting. So this one was this whole EP came together because me and Wally Sean had just gotten out of relationships. Thus a whole lot of waterworks. It's the idea of like you could cry when you're angry, you could cry when you're sad, you could cry when you're happy. It's like different phases. So Dream Sequence is like you got dumped and you're still feeling good and ready for the next thing. But you're acknowledging that it sucks, you know.
All right.
Then you come to terms with it.
Deep song, y'all. Deep song for all you guys out there.
The most lyrical chorus I personally think I've ever written.
All right. So I want y'all to check that out. All right. Kataya One's in the building. Dream Sequence. This is Beef Stew Radio. Your man DJ Big Stew. We always keep that fire. You know how we do it. Be right back.
Beef Stew Radio.
Handcrafted, stomatic with no weaponizers like, yo, you gotta be clever. Stay far from whatever throw you off. Make sure you always cut from a dipping cloth. Stay soft to keep a hearty laugh. Have fun, but don't catch a heart attack. Reintroduce myself like the Sean Carter track. I'ma make the PSA, and this is all I gotta say. I don't need a mumble list. Speaking deeply from a stomach pit. Let's listen to a twist. Heartstrings haven't fit. Sing sad songs. Still searching for evidence. No kiss goodbye. But a lot of waterworks is whack. But the truth hurts. Truth hurts. Truth hurts. The truth hurts. Truth thirst. Truth thirst. The truth thirst. The truth hurts. The truth hurts. Got dropped, I would say respectfully. Was I cheated on? Probably. Man, I gotta be so crazy. Was my thinking that lazy? Dick game week, but still get it in every motherfucking week. Like, out of spite, I'm a bone of gang of chicks. So maybe spend a year being celibate. I'm just talking hella shit. So damn much, you should clearly be smelling it. I'm talking real troubles, kid. I don't need to mumble this. Speaking deeply from a stomach pit. Let's listen to a twist. Heartstrings haven't fit. Sing sad songs. Still searching for evidence. No kiss goodbye. But a lot of waterworks is whack. But the truth hurts. Truth hurts. Truth hurts. The truth hurts. Truth thirst. Truth thirst. The truth thirst. Truth thirst. The truth hurts. Truth hurts. Truth
thirst.
The truth hurts.
The truth hurts.
The truth hurts.
This a three-peat, and afterwards you won't ever see me. In other words, I'm the one who's leaving. Fair weather got me seeing straight. To the music, I will always over-dedicate. My thoughts will never separate. The only change is my going rate. On almost anything, I could defecate. What a late runner, just in time for the summer. Think I heard my number. Yo, I wonder who it's gonna be. Hello, insanity. I don't need a mumble, it's speaking deeply from a stomach pit. Let's listen to a twist, heart string, tell a bit. Sing a sad song, still searching for that bliss. No kids to buy, but a lot of water works. It's whack, but the truth hurts.
Truth hurts.
Truth hurts,
the truth hurts,
truth thirst, truth thirst,
the truth thirst,
truth thirst, the truth hurts.
Yeah, another hot joint, you know what I mean? Definitely the EP is definitely working, you know what I mean? You definitely got things going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where, how cats can get it, you know what I mean? Where they can
it's
get it?
It's on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Tidal, I think a couple others, Amazon, all the major streaming platforms it's on.
Who are some of the producers and other artists you got on there? If you got anybody?
So it's literally just me and Wally Sean.
Just y'all two.
It's put out though. It's we put it out through our label, which is 5-7 Collective, which is run by owned by my homie J57.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's out via 5-7 Music or by 5-7 Collective, but it's just me and Wally Sean.
So what's an average day, you say, for Kataya One? Like, what would be an average day that you do from the time you wake up?
Depends on where I'm at. When I'm in the city, the average day would probably be wake up. Well, I'm normally going to sleep around between, like, 6 and 8 in the morning. And then if I can stay awake, I'll stay awake till 10, make myself a cup of tea. Do like some sit-ups and jumping jacks, push-ups, maybe 25 minutes worth of working out, and try and hop on some music depending on, like, if I don't have anything on my schedule for the day, that's the first thing I do is like turn my computer on, either play music or listen or try and make something.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Now you got another joint and it's called What Do You Need?
Yes.
What was the inspiration behind that?
That's literally the title says it all right there.
What do you need?
Yeah, it's like a self-imposed, you know, it's like talking to yourself while talking to someone. You know that moment when you're just talking to yourself about someone else, you know, like you've tried everything to do. And you just don't. It's like, what do you need? Like, what? You know, you gotta think about it. You know, it's like, well, what do you mean by that? Yeah, think about it.
That's what's up. So we're going to get into that joint. All right. We got him in the building. So far, he dropping fire. All right. Kataya One, make sure y'all support that. This is What Do You Need? He asking you. He say you need that new joint, that new EP. Let's get it.
Beat his video.
Lucky, were it right or wrong, only thing that matters is it helped me make a
once again, some more fire from Kataya One in the building. Hot new independent artists. Now your publishing company, tell us about them. You know, they really pushing you. I mean, let us know, how did you hook up with them?
I like sent my stuff out to like four different companies originally. And one of them straight up hit me back with, "We'll get you on the radio easy, but we don't do hip hop. We don't do rappers." I was just like, "All right." So instantly they got dropped out of the conversation. I was like, "Radio's cool, but rather."
So what they were supposed to, I mean, if you send me a demo, is that what they wanted you to do?
Right, you know?
That's crazy.
So they're like, "Yeah, we'll just push you to radio. We won't send you to blogs or nothing else like that. We'll only do radio for you." So, all right, whatever. Then AMW hit me back, and one other person of the four, and I just compared like what they said they could do and how much they actually seemed like they cared, mm-hmm. like how on it they were. AMW seemed way better.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, they definitely pushing you, you know what I mean? Pushing you guys, they definitely doing it, so I think you made the right decision, you know what I'm saying? Now, what advice would you give to a younger cat out there that's trying to get on, that see you doing your thing, see the things you listen to, you and hear to some of the accomplishments, and see how you move? What advice can you give them?
Get a booking agent first before you get anything else. That would be my advice. Booking agent will get you the ability to get everything else. Like, that's, wish I would have done it that way first. Just got a booking agent first, you know. So that's the biggest bit of advice I would give, is get yourself a booking agent. Don't worry about putting no money into marketing or PR or nothing. Like, market yourself by getting booked for gigs. Like, get your music out there, and then everything else will just automatically come with it.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there, you know, is there anything out there about yourself that we haven't touched up on that you want the world to know about you?
I guess only that I, not like on this project, I didn't produce anything, but I produce as well. I rap, produce, MC. I also write songs, pop songs for singers. I don't just do my own music. I also write music for other people.
Now, if they want to get up with you, they want to follow you, they want to get do some work with you, how to get up with you?
You could find me on Instagram, Twitter, all forms of social media, OKAYNYC. You can go to my website, kataya1.com, spelled out KATIAHONE. OKNYC@gmail.com.
Yeah, man. So I mean, you know, definitely, man. You definitely has got some fire. But we got the single. Definitely, that's your joint.
Yeah,
that's bumping.
Tailspin.
So you got to tell us, what's the inspiration behind that joint?
So, on some New York.
New York shit is
you know, old school Diddy stuff. You know, like whoa, Black Rob. You know, whoa. So like I. Same idea with a pattern, but instead of whoa, it was the idea of black, you know, and it came because at one point, you know, like, just like, as people get sad sometimes, you know, like, I was just like in a sad moment, and the opening lines came, you know, black heart, or black jeans, black heart, working on that black card, black kicks, black soul, life is like a black hole, and then from there, it kind of just took on its own life. Like, I was like, oh, like when I wrote that part, I was like, man, where can I go with this? And then I was like, whoa, snap, let's get it. And then it's the idea, I was like, how can I do like double entendres or triple entendres? Like, how can I use black in more than just the sense of the color, the word, and all that, you know? Like, while trying to make social commentary without singling out anybody specifically.
That's what's up. Well, brother, man, we want to thank you. We're going to get into that. But we want to thank you for coming through the show, man.
I appreciate it.
You definitely got love here. Keep sending them joints through, man. We got your back here, Beef Stew Radio. Whenever the album come out, man, let us know. Like, 2 years from now, where you see yourself, man?
Well, I see myself doing festivals and working at a studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once again, y'all check them out. Here in the building, Kataya One. We in the building. We're going to get into that head joint tailspins, and we're going to be out here. Beast Through Radio, thank you for coming again, my brother.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
We in here. All
right. Beast is Radio.
All black, everything. Black jeans, black heart, working on that black car. Black kicks, black soul. Life is like a black hole. Black shirt, dark skin, being black is not a sin. Black shades, black watch, Call of Duty, black eyes. Black briefs, black socks, middle finger to the cops. Black door, black and decker, black as strong as ever. Yo, black light, black out, Siri is black now. Black rock, black sand, a lot of people need to get a backhand. Black furs, black board, I think I heard a black call.
Yeah.
Black board, black jack, black mail, getting black mail, blacksmith on a black top, now that's hot. Blacklist on some black shit, hop up off my black dick, black man, man in black, show you all the rhythms set. Black phone with the black zone, shout to singer black with the six attached, flying like a black hawk. Homie, this the black you want, like homie, this the black you want, like homie, this.